Thanks for joining us today for our legal podcast with Missouri Press Association hotline attorney Gene Manicky. If you have further questions about topics covered in this podcast or any newspaper-related legal questions, Gene is available to give advice to active members of the Missouri Press Association at no charge. Contact information for Gene is available at www.mopress.com. Gene Manicky has served as the Missouri Press legal hotline attorney since 1992. Her firm, the Manicky Law Group, is based in Kansas City, Missouri. Today, Gene's guest is Julie Allen, Executive Director of the Missouri Ethics Commission. Julie is a certified public accountant and a project management professional. She has served state government in the fields of auditing, information technology, and management.
Thanks for being with us today, Julie. We have a lot of people who deal with political advertising, especially right before campaign season, and they have a lot of questions that we need to try to answer today about attribution in advertising. But first, the Missouri Ethics Commission is who enforces that, correct?
Correct.
You talk a little about what the role is of the Ethics Commission in advertising enforcement?
Sure. The commission serves the public interest, and we really do that by assisting and educating the citizens of Missouri, public officials, and individuals that participate in the elections, while we also consistently and uniformly enforce these laws.
One of the most important things you have available that all of us download all the time is your brochure that has the attribution requirements in it, correct?
Correct. We have a great brochure on the topic. It's available on our website called Campaign Material Identification Requirements. And we also have a great little web tutorial that's 10 minutes long, both available on our website.
And that website is www.mec.mo.gov, correct?
Right.
Okay. Talk a little about the attribution in the state for political advertising. What is required?
Well, the law requires a person that's publishing, circulating, or distributing printed material about a candidate or a ballot measure in Missouri to place identification on the face of that material, identifying the sponsor's information. And the law is very specific about what that identification has to include.
And that includes addresses, if it's paid for by an individual, if it's paid for by a candidate, it can just say paid for by the candidate, correct?
Well, it's very specific. In for example, if the law, if Tom Jones is a candidate, let's say, and the candidate committee paid for the ad, the statement, the law is very specific that the statement must say paid for by, with the registered name of the candidate committee, the committee's treasurer name, and then the treasurer's title, which would be treasurer. So it's really important that when you're working on your printed material that you go to our website or get one of the brochures or look at the law and make sure that you put exactly what the law says.
On the federal level, I know the rules are similar, but a little different, and there are some important differences. I know that on the federal level, you not only must identify the candidate or the committee with an address, but you also have to indicate whether the ad is authorized by that party or whether it's financed by that party or whether it's not authorized and not financed by either of those. So anytime our advertisers come to us with an ad for a, let's say, a U.S. Senate candidate, there are different rules that the newspapers need to look at, and certainly those are available online or they're available in my office. I'm happy to help people with that. Now, the rules that I've just said about the federal advertising really relate primarily to print ads. And if a listener is dealing with radio or television advertising because of FCC rules, there are going to be some other specific rules that apply, and they'll need to get separate information on that. That's not what we're talking about here today.
Correct.
What you said was very interesting about the individual attribution on the ads, and I want to raise an issue with you that a lot of my members call me about.
Okay.
We see a lot of ads come in that are pre-designed ads, and perhaps the check that's presented to pay for that ad, the name on the check doesn't match the name in the attribution on the ad. What's the feeling of the Ethics Commission about those kinds of scenarios?
Well, the law is very specific, and you should really look to who is paying for that. That's really the question. For instance, if it's an individual paying for it, then the law requires different things than if a committee is actually paying for it. So you need to look at who's actually paying for that ad, and then look to see if that attribution is matching who paid for the ad.
So the check controls, basically.
Well, yes. In your example, where someone's actually bringing in a payment, and you actually know that check is actually written out by an individual, then you would be looking for an attribution by that individual.
And I assume if an ad comes in that says it's paid for by committee, it needs to have a committee check with it.
Typically, you would expect if an ad is saying it's being paid for a committee, then you would expect to see that the check would be coming from the committee's bank account.
That's really helpful. What is the meaning of a committee?
Well, a committee is a person or can be a combination of people that are accepting contributions or making expenditures, spending money for the purpose of influencing or attempting to influence, trying to influence the action of voters about a candidate or a ballot measure. And it's really important to understand, it's the law says it's a combination of persons or person, so it can be one or it can be many. So a group of people coming together to run an ad about a candidate or ballot measure could be a committee.
When we come back, I want to take up some other questions that I get asked frequently.
Okay.
The Missouri Press Association offers its members these podcasts to help educate reporters and advertising staff on important legal issues that come up repeatedly as hotline questions. On the Missouri Press Association podcast link, you can find talks about copyright, court reporting, sunshine law issues, and a wealth of additional concerns. You can listen online or download these to play on an MP3 player to listen while in the car or at home. Contact the Missouri Press Association if you have any issues downloading these podcasts.
Another question that comes up frequently involves ballot issues, primarily with cities, but it can be other groups too. I know that the law prohibits people from using citizens' money to advocate for a particular issue. They don't want cities spending their budget to advocate to vote a particular way on a ballot issue. How does that work with the Ethics Commission?
Well, you're correct. The law actually does prohibit what's sometimes called the use of public funds. And what that means is that you cannot use public funds directly to support or oppose a candidate or ballot issue or measure. Now, the law does go on to say that you can provide informational, you can educate, not advocate,
right.
In other words.
So anytime advertising comes in, I would suggest that our listeners look at it very closely and be very cautious that it is educational material and not taking a particular position in regard to the ballot issue.
Right. Typically, you know, if you've got a public entity that is sending in information or wanting to do advertisements, that's really essentially saying, you know, vote for or against this type of ballot measure or even a candidate, then that's something you would want to be cautious about.
Okay. Julie, thanks for your information. I hope that we don't have members who end up in front of the Ethics Commission anytime soon, but we really appreciate you giving us this information. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
Thanks to Julie Allen, Executive Director of the Missouri Ethics Commission, for joining Gene on today's legal podcast. Links to the resources mentioned in this program can be found at www.mopress.com on the podcast page. A valuable benefit of membership in the Missouri Press Association is legal hotline services. Active members may contact Gene directly for advice and answers to legal issues. You can find contact information for Gene on the Missouri Press Association website at www.mopress.com. The website also provides links to Gene's blog and current and back issues of the Missouri Press News Magazine, which features a monthly column by Gene. Thanks for listening to today's legal podcast from the Missouri Press Foundation.